Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk. Ask the Expert on Lunchtime Live.
I was talking to Father Patsy Lynch on the show yesterday about pensions and who qualifies and how it all works, and quite a number of people got in touch with us. So today I'm talking to Paul Kenny. He's Ireland's former pensions ombudsman and course leader with the Retirement Planning Council of Ireland. Paul, you might just explain first of all what the automatic enrolment pension means for workers.
Okay, well, automatic enrolment means that they're going to make it compulsory for employers to enrol people in pension schemes if they're not already a member of what they call a qualifying pension scheme. So anybody over 20 and earning up to €80,000 will be eligible to be auto-enrolled.
And is that just literally the administrative work of you'll be enrolled in the system as opposed to there being any top-ups, etc.?
That's right, yeah. You will be told this is what you're doing, and you will have to contribute, starting off 1.5% of your pay into the auto-enrolment system. Your employer will also have to pay 1.5%, and the state will add a further 1%. So that's effective. It's equivalent to tax relief of 25%, if you like, the subsidy from the state. So you'll be in for 6 months, and after 6 months, you'll have the option to opt out.
Yeah, if you want, or...
Yeah, but then in 2 years' time, you'll be re-enrolled again. So what they're hoping is that inertia will take over and people will stay in rather than keep opting out. Because there's no doubt there's so many people now without pensions, particularly in sectors of the economy that traditionally are maybe lower paid, that sort of thing. The hospitality industry, for example. I know agriculture is one of the things that was singled out for many years as being an area where people didn't have pensions traditionally, apart from state pensions.
Okay. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number if you have a question for Paul today. This listener's 53. They've no pension. They're wondering, is it too late to get one, or what's the best one to start?
Well, it's never too late to get one. No, I think you need to start straight away. And the thing is that all of the major providers, Irish Life, New Ireland, Aviva, Zurich, Standard Life, they all offer lovely products. And I think probably the most suitable thing is what we call a personal retirement savings account, a PRSA, if you're going in as an individual. And certainly it makes sense to take out your own pension if you are taxed at more than 20%, because the tax relief that's entailed in the auto-enrolment is, as I said, equivalent of 25%. But if you're paying 40%, you'll get full relief at 40% on any contributions that you make. So my advice is talk to a financial broker to choose the company that you want to go with. They all offer a range of funds with different levels of risk and so on. And you need to be talked through that and have the whole thing explained to you so you know exactly what you're getting.
Yeah. OK. Listeners worked in the UK for 10 years with various companies. There's auto enrolment there, so I have a couple of small pensions. Do you know how I go about getting them, and am I entitled to them?
First of all, you are entitled to them. And one of the things that happens is that people lose track of where their pensions are. But the UK has a wonderful thing. The Department of Work and Pensions in Newcastle on Tyne has a pension tracing service, would you believe? Yeah.
And
great. They can actually put you in touch with where your pension ought to be.
So just remind, what's the name of that company again for that listener?
It's the Department of Work and Pensions. They're based
Working
in Newcastle.
Pensions.
Work and Pensions.
Work and Pensions. Yeah.
And
so
they're
that
based in Newcastle on Tyne.
Give them a shout.
Absolutely.
And they'll trace it.
They have a pension
Brilliant.
Tracing service.
Listener here is wondering, Paul, I've worked since I was 20 years of age. I have a small personal pension, but it won't amount to much. I'm concerned about the state pension because I've moved to Germany 6 years ago. I'm staying home with the children. No child benefit paid to me. It goes to the hubby here. So I've no income to my name and no stamps. How will this affect my state pension when we return to Ireland in a couple of years?
Well, it depends on your record in Ireland, obviously. And if you've no record in Germany, that won't help, I suppose, to bulk up your record in Ireland. But if you don't qualify for an Irish state pension, then the other half will be able to claim a means-tested allowance for you. And that will be paid directly into your own bank account.
Okay, that'll be paid into the account. So they just need to check out their situation here, is it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. We've another question. We've a voice note in, actually, from one of our listeners, Paul. This comes in from Thomas.
If I claim an Irish pension here and then I claim one in the UK when I retire, I've lived for 25 years in both, Will I be taxed on both of them, or can I claim them in full? Thank you.
Unfortunately, the bad news is you will be taxable on both of them, yes. There's nothing to stop you having two pensions, but unfortunately the revenue always take their slice.
Yeah, so you will.
You will pay tax on both.
087 1400 106. That's the number for your WhatsApps or your voice notes. Listeners worked. I've read that one. Hang on one second. This one. I just turned 50 years of age and I had to cash in a pension from my previous job. I've worked there for 9 years. I've never returned after having children. My husband works full time. Irish Life said I'll have 25% of the pension tax free, the remainder of it taxed at 40%. Irish Life will pay me, and then they're telling me to contact Revenue if I'm due a refund on the amount that was taxed at 40%. Is this right? I have two kids aged 11 and 13. I've had to cash it in because I owe the money back to a family member when we were buying a house.
It sounds to me as if this person is jointly assessed for tax with their husband, and Irish Life are taking the precaution of taxing at 40%. And then if the person is eligible for a refund, they get it back from Revenue. I think Irish Life are being careful here and not deducting too little tax, because it's harder to get it back afterwards if you have paid too little tax. So that's my feeling, because generally speaking, if a person takes 25% of their fund in cash and is eligible to cash in the rest of the fund, that should be taxable at 20% rather than 40%. So it looks as if Irish Life are being ultra cautious here.
Okay. Listener says, I was off work for a few years during COVID. Do I need to retrospectively pay towards the stamps now that I'm working again? I think I got no stamp, non-paid stamps. I'm not sure if that helps with pensions.
Oh, well, it depends on how you were treated during COVID. You see, the thing is that if you were laid off during COVID and you weren't claiming any benefit, then there will be a gap. There's no doubt about it. And I think you need to talk to the Department of Social Protection about that. If, on the other hand, you were getting any kind of benefit during COVID, then they will have added a credit to your record. And the combination of paid contributions and credits both count for whatever your entitlement is to the state pension contributory.
Listener says, if I'm in a current pension scheme with my employer, will the tax relief effectively now be reduced for future contributions? If so, is it better to put AVCs into a PRSA instead, or can I do that to get 40% relief?
Well, I don't think there's any prospect of the 40% relief being taken away. I think the new auto-enrollment, as I said, implies tax relief at 25%. If you're on 40%, it makes sense to be in an orthodox pension scheme, or indeed in a PRSA. And a PRSA can be used for additional voluntary contributions. Alternatively, there is a rule under the Pensions Act that says that every scheme that's out there, every pension scheme, is obliged to offer people the option of making additional voluntary contributions. So talk to the trustees of your own scheme first to see what the facilities are.
Just to go back, Paul, to the auto-enrollment, the listener just wants clarification. If they're already signed up to a pension, I presume it's a private pension, then they're assuming they're exempt from auto-enrollment.
Yes, that's right. If they're in what's called an eligible pension scheme, and that will include any kind of personal pension as well as an occupational pension.
But if your employer is now going to pay 1.5% into it, are you not?
Well, if your employer is not paying anything at the moment, then auto-enrollment sounds like a very good idea. Then you would have to opt out of the scheme you're in to qualify for auto-enrollment. Because if you're already in a pension scheme that's
you don't qualify for
right. auto-enrollment.
So what would you say? So what do you think people should, like, what are you advising people to do? Like, if you have a small little pension yourself privately each month.
Yeah, well, if you've got a small pension, and let's say, like the previous listener, you are getting relief at 40% and you want to keep 40%, I would talk to the employer and say, why aren't you paying? If I was auto-enrolled, you'd be paying 1.5%, so why not do it into my scheme?
Yeah, pay something into it.
Yeah.
Into it as well. Go and chat to your employer.
Absolutely.
Be a lot of frank conversations today, Paul.
Well,
after that.
That'll be no harm.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, that's very true. Listen, we could talk to you for another hour, actually. There's not many people coming in with questions about pensions and updating them. We'll have to get you back again, Paul, in for a chat someday, if you don't mind. That's Paul Kenny, who's the former Pensions Ombudsman and course leader with the Retirement Planning Council of Ireland. Paul, thanks a million for joining us here on the show.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.